So why are we here today? Well, hopefully, it's because we're like the disciple whom Jesus loved, the Apostle John, who went into the empty tomb and believed. I assume that is why we are here today, because we believe. The gospel text tells us that John saw and believed. What he saw was the indisputable historical fact of Easter morning, attested to even by the Roman guards, namely that the tomb was empty. That's what he saw. What he believed, I assume, was what Jesus had promised, that he would rise from the dead. Because often belief is different from what is seen, or is not what is seen. And whether we come here today with strong belief or weak belief, a good prayer for us is that biblical prayer that a man whose son was in need of healing said to Jesus, "I believe, help my unbelief." Well, today we gather to say that we believe in God. And by doing so, we allow God to have a claim on us. For if we say that there is a God, then we're saying that we are not God. And that means that we have to take seriously who this almighty God and creator is that we say we believe in. Well, we believe that he is a father. And we believe that he is good. Because as Peter preached in our first reading, in his sermon, we believe that God is good because God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good. Now, Peter also says in his sermon, in our first reading, that Jesus went about healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Okay, the devil. We name him Satan. And that's another problem. But suffice it to say today that Satan is evil. And we only have to look at human history in just the last 100 years to know that evil exists. Well, Jesus, the Christ of the good God, is the challenge to Satan and evil. And so I can tell you then that all I know is that I want to be on his side. And the greatest evil is death. And what we celebrate today is what his witnesses testify, that Jesus, who was put to death, rose from the dead because of God. God rose Jesus from the dead. And that he remains with us through the Holy Spirit in his body, the church, in the sacraments, and in the unexplainable, astounding, changed lives and experiences of the apostles and countless saints over 2,000 years. In our second reading, St. Paul says that Christ, our life, will appear. So Jesus will return. And as Peter says in his sermon in our first reading, God has ordained Jesus to be judge of the living and the dead. And so what that means is that What Jesus did and what he said will be the standard on which we will be judged. So if that is so, don't you think that it should make a difference in our lives? Don't you think that that should make a difference in what gets us out of bed in the morning, in how we act, and who we know, and what we read, and how we spend the time of our lives? Don't you think that if that is so, then we ought to run like Mary Magdalene and Peter and John to seek and meet this risen Christ? Well, today we have the opportunity to choose sides. Today we will have the opportunity to renounce Satan, the author of sin, and all his false and empty show, and to say that we believe in the Trinity of the good God. Let's put our money where our mouth is. Amen.
Amen. Amen.